Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam Yaakov Shom, Neha Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzio Daf Kuv Zayin. This Daf has a lot of agarata, but we'll focus on one nekudo that many of them have first and discussed, which is the end of Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings the Drosh of Rabbi Yochanan, Baruch Ato Bevoyecho, Baruch Ato Betzisecho, Shetiyeh Yitziyoscho Min Oilom Ki Biyoscho Loilom. You should leave the world the same way you came to the world. Ma Biyoscho Loilom Beloi Chet, you came to the world pure with no sin. So there, the same way you'll go out of the world pure with no sin, that's a bracha. Go out of the world the same way you came into the world. So the Rashash here on the spot brings a question, a very one-line question. He says, Mikan stiru k'tzas lebalei das hagilgul. Meaning, according to the Mekubalim, we know there's something called a gilgul neshamas, which means a person who did not do the proper avodah in the world when he was alive. He didn't do enough mitzvahs, so he did too many averus. So one of the ways that he rectifies that, he has to come back to the world another time. That's called gilgul neshamas. So says the Rashash, so this neshamas coming back to the world is a neshama that has a sin. That's what's coming back to the world, to fix the sin. So how can the Gemara tell us that when you come to the world, you pure you with no sins? Sometimes people come to the world with sins. They're a gilgul neshama. They already have sins before. That's the question of the Rashash. So in the Sefer Hodor Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, Chelek Aleph Siman Lametes, he brings two answers to answer the Rashash. Answer number one, he says, Dover Pashut, he says, what it means that a person comes to the world pure with no chet, it means the first time he comes to the world, not the second time he comes. Yes. If a person comes with Gilgul, maybe he's coming impure. He has a chet. But what Chazal is telling us is, the same way you came to the world the first time without a chet, so the bracha is that you leave the world without a chet the same way it was in the first time. But then he says, l'chura, there's another very simple answer. When a neshama comes to the world, and a neshama is pure, there's no chet. Hi, maybe it's coming with Gilgul. So that means it has a sibas chet. There's something that this neshama has to rectify. But the neshama is always pure. Neshama should asat to be tahiri. It's pure. There's no chet to the neshama. The chet is in the guf. When the neshama comes down to the world, is pure, clean. It's completely new neshama coming to the world with no other sins. It may have to come and fix something from the previous gilgul, but there's no sins on the neshama. So imele, there's no problem with our Gemara and the Mekubalim. Reuven Margolios in the Sefer Shari Zoyer has a tremendous arichus on this Gemara. And he starts with the following. There's another question in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, or explains the words, Baruch Atah B'Voyecho, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecho. But the pasuk goes on later and says, Aruch Atah B'Voyecho, Aruch Atah B'Tzeisecho. There's the flip side, when we speak on the klalos of Parsha Kisovei. How will you explain Aruch Atah B'Voyecho, Aruch Atah B'Tzeisecho? So the Ben Yoyada brings this question, the name of the Marshal. And the Ben Yoyada answers, that it means that when you come to the world, you have no schar mitzvah. And the orot mitzvah means you'll go out with no schar mitzvah because you will get all the reward of the mitzvahs that you did in this world. That's the klal to Rasha. There is nothing left in the world to come. He ate his olam haba in this world. Says Reuven Margolios, these two questions answer each other. Because Baruch Atah B'Voyecho, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecho speaks about the first time a neshama comes to the world. And then when it comes, it's pure. And the bracha is that should leave pure. The pasuk Aruch Atah B'Voyecho, Aruch Atah B'Tzeisecho, that refers to a neshama comes in a gilgul, as the question of the Rashash. That comes in impure. And on that the pasuk says, Aruch Atah B'Voyecho, the same neshama comes in gilgul, comes with a aveira. So the klala is that it's going to leave the world without being able to fix what it did. And Reuven Margolios goes on, that's a Sefer Shari Zoyer, where he connects all the Zoyer to the Gemaras. He tries to find where we find Zoyer that speaks about subjects in the Gemaras. So he goes on for a long arichus, two very long pages, bringing all the different sources of Chazal and Sefer Zoyer regarding Gilgul Neshamas. Everything that you find about Gilgul and the person coming to the world to fix the world, and what is the idea that the person comes down again, and how does he come down? Long arichus, it's kedai to see inside, to bring all these sources regarding Gilgul. But Koponim, he gives us an answer that connects these two points in this Gemara to say there's a chiluk really between Neshama coming to the world the first time or coming to the world as a Gilgul. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.